Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shit, here I go coughing. But we got hella shit to talk about today. You know, some of you guys understand me, some of you guys don't. But I just feel shit. And what I'm saying is, I was, you know, in the traffic this morning coming home. You know, it was like 5, something like that. And I'm seeing all these people just driving all crazy and shit. You know, I know they're going to work, and I know I'm just, you know, in their way if that's the case. Because I ain't going nowhere, and I ain't in no motherfucking hurry. You know, I'm just, you know, doing what I'm doing anyway. I just realized, man, I just feel sorry for you guys, man. I mean, I'm not feeling sorry because you're in such a fucked up place. Contrary to what you believe, I feel sorry because you are in an actual good place. And the reason I feel sorry is, you know, you're in a good place because you get up every day and all this goddamn chaos, all this bullshit that's going on, and you still go out and do what you do. I'm talking about whatever job you have, whatever you do. I'm saying you go get up and go do it. The thing is, it's more than ever in your face. People like me with game, we think this automatically. But as far as you guys do not think this kind of shit. But what I'm finna tell you, it's in your face now. No one is going to rescue you or anyone else in this fucking country. No one's going to rescue you. But you can rescue yourself. You guys are dependent. Very dependent. And you think you're not. Because you got your own car. And you can go, well, some of you got cars. But I'm saying, you just can do what you want to do. So you don't believe you're dependent. But you are dependent because it's all about the dollar in this country. And don't for 1 minute think that you have dollar value. You don't. Until you do. So what I'm saying is the white man's agenda is what have value. Excuse me. Baby, bring me a thing of water, please. The thing of his thing is, if you have value, then you can be a part of his agenda. But if you don't have value, you won't make the cut. All right, so who is to say what value is? Thank you, baby. Appreciate it. What I'm saying is this. As long as you not mentally fit into their agenda, but physically fit into their agenda and mentally be on your own trip, so you can live, because this country is about money. If you generate money, if what you're talking about generates money, well, you need no assistance from nobody except for whatever you're doing. As long as you pay your taxes, they don't care if you're killing people. Yeah. As long as you're paying your taxes and you're reporting your income, I mean, you can say you're a gambler, but you're really a killer. They don't give a fuck. You can fucking be whoever the fuck. As long as you say, I got this money for whatever reason, woo-woo-woo, they're going to say, okay. Now, you can say you're a dog walker and you walk hella dogs. And that's how you make $100,000 a month. They ain't gonna necessarily go for something that obvious. But I'm saying it's like that. So, what's changed? What has changed? Corona. Okay, they call the shots. Bam. What have they done? Nothing. Chaos. Woo-woo. They ain't done one damn thing. But they starting to blah, blah, blah. We going to listen to that blah, blah, blah. And the only thing I'm saying is the shit could be worse. Because a variant of some sort can arise. I mean, that's why we should all get one thing that will end this shit. One thing that will end this part of the bullshit. Now, you're going to look at me and you're going to say, nigga, please. Well, I'm telling you, I'm very serious. Get your fucking ass vaccinated. We did it to go to school. Yes, they do all kind of experiments. Yes, they do all kind of negative experiments. Yes, they fucked over niggas, Mexicans, Filipinos, Japs. Because they, you know, actually secluded them for whatever they were testing. And that word secluded is why you should understand, fuck what you're thinking. Because they're not secluding shit. Everything they got is available to everybody. I'm not saying you should take it because of that. I'm saying that shows you they haven't chosen some particular group to do whatever the fuck you guys keep thinking they doing. Otherwise, put some kind of shit in it for niggas or whatever you guys be thinking. I'm saying it's open to everyone. This is why you should understand that everything you're thinking is a lie. Because that Tuskegee shit, only niggas. So any other thing that you can narrow down to some sort of vaccination, if that's the case, or some sort of ingested thing. It's a particular group. They're never going to put a general vaccination for everyone that does the shit you motherfuckers tripping about. And when they do, we're going to be living in that shit you be seeing on TV. Because let's say they do put something in the shit. And they do it to everybody. All they got to do is ring the bell at 12 o'clock on one day and every one of us going to go do what the fuck they talking about. Or is this about some sort of germ or whatever? And they giving it to every motherfucker. I mean, everybody getting it, and they're going to fall out. They're going to die, everybody. Not just the motherfuckers who ain't been vaccinated. No. The motherfuckers. See, there, I'm talking shit, goddammit. I don't even need this water now, but it's here. But what I'm saying is, not just the motherfuckers that's vaccinated. And I'm not being political. Trying to, you know, support vaccination or not. I being caring because I feel sorry for you guys because you guys are so stupid. You just let shit control your life. You don't give it. Man, listen, I have absolutely never in my fucking life got a vaccination before this. I, you know, all them things that came and you need to get, man, flus and all that little bullshit, I probably ain't getting no flu vaccination. But what I'm saying is, this is different to me. And I'm a diehard, fuck a goddamn vaccination. But I'm also an older motherfucker. I got high blood pressure. So what I'm saying is, I could be one of them motherfuckers. Plus, my fucking brother, healthy as fuck. But he's old. I'm 68. He was 80. He got that shit and he died. That motherfucker died. And you go tell me that I should be sitting up here listening to some motherfucker talking about don't do it. No, man, I mean, I ain't going to be mad if the motherfucker's talking about don't do it. I'm just going to know my black ass going to do it. And if I could get my daughter to do it, I would. But I couldn't. She caught COVID too. Couldn't come over. You know, I had to hope like hell she wasn't going to be fucked up. Luckily, since I'm a paranoid old motherfucker, I was making her get checked. And she was getting checked regularly. She fucking caught that shit probably 17 minutes after she caught it. After she contracted COVID, about 17 or 20 minutes later, she was, you know, doing whatever you do to get tested. Oh, they say, oh, you got COVID. So she had to do that damn, whatever it is when you be by yourself, isolation shit, whatever. It's called something else. But anyway, oh, she had to do that shit. I'm worried. I'm trying to act like I ain't worried. But I'm worried like a motherfucker. And then after a whole bunch of time go by, I see, you know, she caught it early. So I'm probably cool as far as not losing my daughter. I don't want to lose one of you motherfuckers. So what I'm saying is if you want to take the chance that my daughter took, I'm going to support you just like I supported her. But if you die, that shit is on you. Just like I told her, shit, I fuck around. I'll pay for the whatever, but I ain't coming. I'm going to be mad at your motherfucking ass for not fucking doing what I told you to do. Now you're dead. Now y'all don't care, I'm saying, talking that crazy shit. And I know it's crazy, but I tell my daughter the real shit. That's how I feel, motherfucker. Don't be thinking I'm going to be happy or whatever the fuck, because I'm still living and you gone. I'm going to be fucked up. So my thing is this. Why are they allowing shit to continue? Sports arenas are back. Concerts are back. Why are they allowing that? Okay, they're taking precautions. And you're saying, man, I'm going to wear a mask when I go. Oh, shit, I forgot. I'm on the wrong fucking... Oh, ain't, you motherfuckers ain't called in anyway. But any goddamn way. What I'm saying is, I just want to know, why are you risking going to concerts and shit? I'm saying that's where everything is fucked up at. Not concerts, but big gatherings. And goddamn it, I know goddamn well why you motherfuckers want to go. Because shit, you tired of being cooped up. You tired of not being able to go no motherfucking where. Well, when this shit kill you, you're going to be in that little box for eternity, and you ain't going no motherfucking where. And I guess you say, you don't motherfucking care, because you'll be dead. Well, I really see the sense in that. Because, you know, you're going to be dead. You ain't going to feel shit. You don't care if you don't never leave out that goddamn box. But that's the point. Right now, you ain't got to be in it. Right now, you can make decisions to keep you out of that motherfucking box. But if you want to let other motherfuckers make decisions for you, I mean, have at it. And when you get in that box, just remember, you ain't never coming out. That's all I got to say, man, because for real, that's the kind of thing that matters in this country, reality. The kind of money that matters. We don't have, you know, we can get some or work towards it. But that kind of money makes the motherfuckers go crazy. They just go nuts when the shit stops. And they don't care what they have to say. And they don't care who has to suffer for them not to stop that money train. So if you and your cousin and a couple of million motherfuckers you don't know have to sacrifice your life so these motherfuckers can continue to make money, so be it. And if you one of the motherfuckers that don't believe shit you think, you just believe what people tell you, believe or the Republicans. Believe them. I ain't mad at you. Believe them. Don't believe 9 out of 10 of the motherfuckers dying today from this shit ain't been vaccinated. Don't believe it. Man, you ain't got to believe that goddamn shit. Much as motherfuckers lie, I actually don't believe that shit. But what I do believe, that them motherfuckers are saying more than they talking about the numbers, is this shit is serious and it's going to kill your motherfucking ass. I believe they saying that. I believe that. I don't believe none of the statistics, because I don't believe it's getting more niggas, and I don't believe it's harder on Mexicans. I don't believe none of that shit. I just believe that shit is serious. That's what I believe. So since it's serious, I put myself in this situation what do you want to do? Well, man, I waited at first because, you know, and then when I think it was Obama, it was somebody big like that got the goddamn shot and nothing happened. And then a couple of other big motherfuckers got the shot. Now, of course, they could have a totally different concoction than the public have. But what I'm saying is, do you want to believe that? You can't. Because a lot of people did believe that. And the rest is so whoever gets shot can be tracked by space ghosts or whoever, man. I'm just saying, man. You got to understand, if you don't believe in who you think you are, you will let something like Corona kill you. Corona and no other motherfucking type disease like that, if I can help it, there's no kill me. Because I ain't got to be nowhere so much that I got to risk being involved in that shit. I'll call a motherfucker. Let me tell you something. They vote to resume play with certain stipulations. I'm talking about the sports owners because they've been losing a hell of money. But what I'm saying is they haven't lost shit in comparison to what you and me suffer. And what they're asking you or your relative to lose is hella more than what they gonna lose. Why? Because they gonna be in some booth where no motherfuckers at. If they want to have a mask in there, they will. But if they don't, whoever come in probably going to have to be tested and passed. You know, they ain't got no corona. They protecting themselves from the same thing they telling you to not give a fuck about. I know. I know, man. You know, I just feel sorry for you guys. That's why I'm saying this shit. I feel sorry, but it really don't matter. Shit. What I'm saying is, to me, that's why I don't do credit. Shit. I don't fucking have it. I'm talking about, if I can't pay for it out of my pocket or using my credit card, then I don't fucking need it. I'm just saying whatever to make me want it right now, but if I wanted it after I thought I didn't need it, I'd go get the money to get it. Because I got it like that. But what I'm saying is, if I ain't got it to where I can motherfucking just right not do it, man, fuck that going to get the money, because, yeah, I got cash in my crib. But what I'm saying is, that's why it's in the crib, trying to not fuck with it. So, my point, I got some fucking digits in my account, but I know I'm worth way more than that pittance of amount of money I got. I'm worth what I think. So, being this way, some motherfuckers ain't, you know, going to, they ain't gonna go to no football game. They just ain't. Me. No kind of game, no kind of club, no kind of, I might go to a restaurant. I do go to casinos with my mask on, but I make sure I'm like 30 feet from any motherfucker. I really don't go to parks or anywhere that, you know, motherfuckers think that shit is. You know, where you catch it, I'm talking about the doctors and all them motherfuckers think. Why? Because I ain't taking no goddamn chance with my life. I could be scary, I could be missing shit, whatever the fuck. But I'm not taking no fucking chance with my life. 314. What's up with you, bro?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing was kind of with you, man.
Hey, man, I ain't going to hold your show up, man. I just want to say, man, I've been listening to you for a while, bro. I'm an over-the-road truck driver. Changed my whole life. I was in the game. I can say that. 10 toes down. Put in a lot of work in St. Louis. And today, man, I had an epiphany, man. I had to go buy my son, man, pay for his headstone. And I just want to say, man, me being on that road, making that money I made, I appreciate the love and support, man, and the spirits and the blessings from an OG like you, give me inspiration to stay 10 toes down like that on the road, bro, and take care of my family. And that's all I got to say, man.
Hey, let me ask you something, man, and don't go deep into it or nothing like that. But I'm saying, yes, did you say you had to buy a headstone for your son?
Yes, sir. He passed away 2 weeks ago, the funeral, and I had to purchase a headstone for my baby, man. But,
but wait, don't get into it. You didn't wreck, man. I don't want you getting into it. But what I'm saying is, I hope he passed away for something that just, you know, it wasn't no goddamn killing or no corona or none of that shit, was it?
No, sir. He had an asthma attack. He just couldn't come back from it.
Okay, man. You know, then you know what I'm saying? You do what you're doing, and I love that you're doing it, and I'm glad I had anything to do with you being some kind of real motherfucker like you being. And just stay down, man, because that's what you're doing.
Are you breaking up?
Well, I'm not breaking up. You must be rolling, because I ain't moving.
Yeah, it might be me.
All right, man, just stay down, brother. Call back in anytime.
Okay, bro, but I appreciate the show, man. I appreciate you kicking our wisdom, man. And
Yeah, it is you, man, because you didn't fade it all the way out, but I'm cool. You guys, like I keep telling you every day, whoever the fuck really be listening to me, you hear this shit. This is not pretend shit or whatever you call it, a setup shit. What I'm saying is my past is very important to me. I mean, it's even more so important these days than it's ever been. And I think that I've done well in life. I don't think I've, you know, done better than whoever. I just think for me, I've done well as far as living life goes. I also think I could have done more. Well, actually, I know I could have done more. I could have been a leader in a totally different field. But the environment that you have to be in to live a fast life just excited me to no fucking end. Now, all these goddamn years later, I get to look back and appreciate all the shit I did. I get to look back and see how uncertain I was at this point 28 years ago or whatever the fuck. I mean, I get to see all this shit. And let me tell you something. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. I'm damn near 70 years old, and I go hard as I can every single fucking day I'm alive. And I keep the same philosophy, roll with me or not. But I guarantee those who do will never be the motherfucking same. Because Sidewalk University is real. And I know there's been people you've heard on my shows recently that talk about what they getting from the shit I'm talking. It ain't really fucked with my course or Sidewalk University. And that goes along with what I said. Everybody don't need that. They might just need the info. Because I don't need no Sidewalk University if I was, you know, thinking about coming in the streets. I'd get the info and roll. I remember when I was, you know, really young in the game, I had this nigga, my adversary, Ronnie Wynn. I had that nigga in my car. And, you know, we was riding. And he's a crazy motherfucker, man. This nigga was crazy. And not insane crazy, just the dude shit. And he was interviewing me. And he had this tape recorder, and we was rolling. This had to be 75, 76, something like that. And as we was riding, you know, and I'm talking shit because I had just started pimping. He told me he wanted to be a pimp. And he started describing, you know, what he was doing with this broad, this wild fucking broad. You know, she was wild at the time, but I'm sure she didn't mellow, but I hope she's still living. But her name was Jackie Watson. I mean, she was a firecracker, little tiny-ass woman. And I was extremely jealous of this nigga talking about laying claim to this, you know, this Jackie Watson. Man, if anybody, I wanted her. Even back then, you know, I was driving a 65 Caddy, so I thought I was the shit. I had principles, though. So I told him, you know, man, keep doing what you're doing, nigga, you know, because that's what it is. It is what it is. And he looked at me and said something that I think of to this day. He said, yeah, Rosebud, the struggle continues. I know I made recently a video, The Struggle Continues. Because it does. But I got those words from Ronnie motherfucking Lynn. And if any motherfucking hearing this shit got a an ability to contact Ronnie Lynn, because you know the nigga doing life for being crazy as fuck. Just let the nigga know, man, I ain't forgot it. Talk about the nigga on my shit. So, you know, I was out to 5 or 6 this morning, and as I really rolled down the boulevard, I saw damn near weed stores. Weed stores are popping up on every corner. And unlike liquor stores, weed stores are in the upscale neighborhoods. Unlike the goddamn dingy liquor stores, weed stores are bright, protected, and a gang of white people are in there. No matter what fucking time you go by, lined up to buy some motherfucking weed. Now, I done did this shit just to see how the weed is. I don't like it. 773, I see you, man. I don't know how long you've been there, but I just seen you. What's up?
I just called. Yeah, I heard you say talk about the getting vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah, and you ain't said nothing but a word. That's real. That's 100%. I ain't gonna say where I work. But I work at a county hospital in a major city, and I do the ICU. I work in the ICU with the nurses, and it's real. We got like 13 beds full of COVID-19 positive patients, and they intubated and they on their stomach, and in the morning they flip them over on their back because they got pneumonia, and you got people dying in the ICU in their 60s and their 30s. So what you're saying is real. People need to get vaccinated. It's not a joke.
Hey, brother, I so fucking appreciate you calling in, saying what you're saying.
That's all I gotta say.
Being who you are. You said, hey, bro, you said enough. You ain't got to say no more, man. This is
okay,
real shit.
For sure.
Hey, yeah. This is real
shit.
Hey, thank you, man. That's why I'm saying this. Hey, you guys, you think I talk shit, which I do. I talk hella shit. But what I'm saying, this shit I do talk is included with some real information. And the information that brother just co-signed is what I'm talking about. You go in, before you do, I'm talking about, it's like putting your belt on. If your pants too loose, you're putting a belt on. Regardless. So maybe you thought they, you know, fit right and you started out the door, but the motherfuckers don't. So you could turn around and go put the belt on. Just like if you think whatever you think about this goddamn corona, you could change your mind and go get the fucking shot. You don't have to just risk this, man, but I ain't gonna keep talking about it because, bruh, he co-signed it, and that's all we needed. See, what I'm saying is this. What I don't like, and what I ain't gonna never like about Peckerwoods, is they get to open the stores. They get to do whatever the fuck. They get to say the word pimp. They get to say the word whatever the fuck. And as long as they have their description of it, it's okay. And then every motherfucker in the country can adopt it and use it. But the whole time niggas is using it, before these Peckerwoods start using it, it is the worst thing you can fucking say. It means the most horrible thing that you can imagine. But all of a sudden, pimp my house, pimp my car, all of a sudden charge a bitch. You know, all of a sudden, being a money-hungry bitch, all of a sudden these things are cool. See, I'm telling you, what I really don't like is when the market is flooded, when the market get to where people not becoming 90-day millionaires, see, then they gonna allow a nigga to be able to buy a weed store or do whatever. See, do you notice our weed stores never close? Do you notice long as the government, long as the government get theirs, nothing is illegal. They let that goddamn Oxycontin shit kill everybody. The motherfuckers who flooded the market with that shit made hundreds of billions of dollars. They created the opioid epidemic. And when the shit hit the fan, them motherfuckers filed bankruptcy. How can you go bankrupt and you got $1 billion? They did. See, this is this country. This country don't care about you or me. They only care about how much fucking lint is in their fucking pockets at any time. 213, what's up with you, bro?
Hey, I was just wondering, you can talk about making facial expressions.
Do what now?
Making facial expressions.
What about it?
Like lifting the eyebrow, like when you're talking to women and like can you explain how to do it?
I know what they are, but what are you asking?
Well, because I'm trying to make facial expressions myself, you know?
Man, come on, man. You must be a comedian, because it's not about facial expressions. It's about expressing what you have to say with your face. Facial expressions, the way you ask them, is like Jim Carrey does, make all them goddamn facial expressions. I can't tell you about that shit. You didn't say nothing about catching a bitch or getting the job or whatever as far as those facial expressions, as far as what I'm saying. That's where they come in. You just want them all to make, oh, you know what? Matter of fact, just go to Jim Carrey's site. He'll tell you. Six, seven, eight, what's up?
What's going on, bud? Hey, man, real quick, I remember last show you did, man, you was talking about talking shit. You know, talking shit, period, gets you a lot of shit. And it's so crazy, I agree with that so much. Because when I talk shit, even when, you know, it's not necessarily being mean to somebody or whatever, just talking shit, period, is like a source of energy that shows confidence. Do you agree?
Hell fucking yeah. You wouldn't be talking shit if you didn't have confidence. A motherfucker that don't have confidence is quiet.
For sure. For sure.
That's it?
Yeah, that was it, man. I just wanted to touch back based on that.
Well, you're right about that, bro. You're right about that, and I always talk shit as far as I'm concerned. Make sure you do it. That's a very good sign. You'll never be forgotten. 50 years from now, you go to your high school reunion, and you're still going to be talking shit. They're going to say, damn, man, you never changed. They're going to love that about you, bro. All right, man, be cool. See, what I'm saying is, fuck, man. Nothing is illegal to these motherfuckers as long as they get their cut. So when they made all them millions of dollars off Oxycontin and whatever that opium shit is, whatever, when they made all this shit and found bankrupt, you would think that the country some kind of way would intervene and stop them from being able to do that, because once they file bankruptcy, they're in court and they're going to show where they owe this, that, and the other to cover the $1 billion. And this shit, man, this shit going to get whatever, however bankruptcy work. But my thing is this, I'm still with the fucking curb service. Or I had a shit dropped off. I ain't going in a weed store. I ain't paying no taxes on shit. You do know alcohol was totally illegal until they said, okay, you can sell it, but we got to get this amount of money. And in order to sell it, you got to pay us this exorbitant amount of money to get a license. Motherfuckers selling alcohol knew they was going to make money, so shit, they did it. What I'm saying is this, fellas, I obviously like looking over my shoulder. I like living on the edge. Fuck those goddamn stores trying to make me make everything regular. No, fuck them stores. Then to top it off, them stores charge you motherfucking taxes? Who wanna smoke some weed that you fucking paid taxes on? Oh, that's right. Any white boy. He ain't getting a fuck. Because what I'm saying is, that motherfucker don't want to learn the game of buying weed. He said, man, fuck that. I already make enough money to actually have that shit, you know, delivered, or I can go to the store where it's legal. So I ain't tripping about what I could do. I'm tripping on what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a motherfucking square. I'm going to the goddamn store, and I'm buying my shit. But listen, man, what you really don't understand about that shit is when you go into the weed store, the motherfucker say, what kind of weed do you want? You know, what they call this, sativa, indica, whatever they call the shit. You know, then if you don't really know those words, they start explaining what the weed does. If this motherfucker was in my hood and did that goddamn shit, the nigga burn rubber on their motherfucking ass as soon as they start explaining. Because that's a surefire way. This motherfucker's selling bunk. If you got to explain what the weed going to do, your shit is bunk. Because you telling me what to look for. Nah, motherfucker. I ain't looking for shit but a match. And I'm going to strike that motherfucker and hit this joint. And I'll let you know what the weed do. That motherfucker pulls me. No, I pull up the motherfucker on the curb service. Hey, you got the weed? Yeah, man, he walks through the door. Look, man, this weed, you know what? This is starting splashing. I've been ran over his feet. I ain't buying shit the motherfucker got to explain to me about. Plus, all that shit takes the edge off of me having to go somewhere out of, you know, out of the way and look over my shoulders. I like that shit. It keeps me sharp. Look over my shoulder while I'm getting the weed. Now I got to drive home safely because I got this motherfucking weed because I'm rolling this joint while I'm driving. And I'm going to smoke it while I'm driving. I mean, I could pull over, get the weed, roll the joint before I leave. You know, I can do all kind of things and not go through that goddamn shit. But a big part of smoking weed for me is what the fuck I got to do to go through to get it. Going to the weed store ain't the same for me. Now, on another note, I know damn well if I went into it. Listen to this. I want another subject. This is, if I went into the wrong apartment, no. Let me ask you something. If you went into the wrong apartment, some kind of way, I think you'd immediately notice you were in the wrong apartment. The furniture, the color, you know, color scheme, you know, all kinds of things will let you know you was in the wrong fucking apartment. Now, you're in the wrong apartment. What reason would you have to think a person was inside this wrong apartment to the extent they're robbing the place. What I'm saying is I'm the one in the wrong apartment, or you're the one in the wrong apartment, so somebody could be in their house. Now, even if you did think somebody was robbing the apartment, and you're the police, don't you think you should arrest them? So, I'm saying, why did this female officer in Texas who was dating a black man who didn't want to fuck with her no more, why did she get to explain those things in defense of why she shot and killed that motherfucker in his own home? She did live in that building. She did not live next door on either side of him. But she did live in the building. So, now, you got to understand, she fucking this dude. And see, my point is this, especially when I say this country is terrible. It's just like, you know, you're crazy to think you're going to get any satisfaction. There's going to be all kinds of shit coming about that dude, coming out about that dude, and what that dude did, and how he was worth getting shot in his own house by a motherfucking police. And what I'm saying is nothing is going to be done to the female officer. Now, this is not an officer-involved shooting. This is an officer who went in somebody's house and murdered them. It's murder in the first degree. Because witnesses say they heard her screaming to get in. Through the door, screaming to get in. They say that. She was screaming so loud that people in the building, you know, heard it. So what I'm saying, you gotta understand. What happened was this bitch got some good dick from the nigga. And when, you know, because she the police, you know, trying to rule the nigga, when she started doing that shit, he didn't want to fuck with her no more. And when he showed her that he wasn't going to fuck with her anymore, she concocted some sort of way to kill him. Now, I said she's the police. She's female. She white. So that bitch can do whatever the fuck she pleases. And she can say whatever stupid ass shit she can think of and get away with it. Especially in Texas. Why? Because all she has to say, after saying all that bullshit, is that she fears for her life. And fuck. Well, I'm saying, well, you should fear for your life. You in somebody else's house, and you acting like you think they robbing it. So, why wouldn't you fear for your life? You doing... But what I'm saying, many are called, but very few are chosen. Only the fucking chosen few will be able to decipher what you have to do in life to get out of shit like that. So check this little something I tell myself when I think about stuff like this. I say, many are called, but few are chosen. Out of nothing, I seem to have woven a path to greatness, which I have diligently traveled. And when hearing my words, some of you have unraveled. Where are you going? Some of you may ask, to the bright lights of glory. in which I'm going to bask. Once my efforts are complete and my job is done, all you motherfuckers will have to admit that I am the one. The one and only Rosebud with the double D. Because I have always spelled this pimping with two capital P's. One at the beginning and one at the end. And your job, same as mine, is to fill in the middle if you can. That word, P-I-M-P, means pride in my priorities in acronym. How you value your manhood should never involve how many women or females you get to smash. It involves how well you understand the standards set. No, the standards that you set. And if you always adhere to them. At the end of the day, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. And if that reflection ain't looking back at you with admiration and respect, then you obviously are doing something wrong. And what I'm saying is this. If you're doing something wrong, you can let me set the bar, or you can set the bar on your own. And you best believe if the name real is getting broken down. Set the bar yourself. Set it high, reach it, and then reset it higher. Period. That's the keys to life. I got a couple of calls today, and I know I'm too deep. So you ain't going to motherfucking call in. I know it. And when I, you know, get out of this deep moment, I'll just be out of it, and we'll be all right. But for right now, fellas, I can't motherfucking help, but I'm into my deep shit. I mean, I could talk about other shit, but you guys ain't really caught. Well, maybe if I stop being so deep. Let me give you guys a few wise words. To you young, fly-ass, pimp-ass motherfuckers, when you're out there on the blade, you have to be careful. The statement, all money ain't good money, is true. But then, what is it? What does it mean? What kind of money do you know of that won't spend? Are you talking about counterfeit money? Shit. As far as I know, all money spends as long as it's not counterfeit. So what makes some money not good money? The reason some money is no good is because there's problems involved with receiving it. And if you understood that, you wouldn't really wonder what you're wondering. But since you don't really understand it, I have to explain it. Otherwise, you may get involved with someone that requires you to be on the scene several times a week, which you may have to be on the scene one particular time or two, which is a lot to you. But this one, you have to be on, you know, two times per day. And it's shit that she could avoid. It's shit that is making you expose yourself way more than you want to. That money ain't no good. Because the only reason you doing all that is so you can collect that bitch's money. Now, man, bitch, please. I ain't coming out there. And when you motherfucking get done, bring me the motherfucking money. I ain't even coming to get it. So what I'm motherfucking saying is, bitch, leave. Don't think I'm going to go outside of what the fuck I know is safe. So, all money ain't good money. That's what I tell that bitch at that point. You know, some bitches will hear about you rolling, and they want to get, you know, in on the gravy train. Should they see how you, you know, treat your bitches. You know, so they think it because you're in a position, you know, you may have, like, lighten up. No, that's not the case. I mass in that case. I've been massing. Don't keep massing. And every one of the motherfucking bitches who ever fucked with me understood that. So I'm just saying that just, well, you know what, man? You know, I'm going to sign off. Because I'm not going to do what's feeding the bean and fucking Macario and E.O. do. I'm not going to explain shit to motherfuckers that's not curious. I'm not going to explain shit to motherfuckers that just sit out with their hand out asking for some peanuts. You motherfuckers. I don't care if you like me or not.